Good evening, I'm Warren Harris, ZL2AJ from Otorohanga.
And I'm Debbie Morgan, ZL2DL in Upper Hutt.
And I'm Stephen McNeil, ZL4HG from Christchurch.
And I'm Jim Meacham, ZL2BHF in Nelson. And together we bring you the NZART official broadcast for May 2026. Good evening everyone and welcome to tonight's broadcast. Leading tonight's lineup, it's Presidential Comment. Here's our NZART President, Warren Harris, ZL2AJ. Warren.
Thanks, Jim. With cooler nights upon us, some of us will have the heaters on in the shack, while others have probably retreated inside where it's a bit warmer. Whatever you do, ensure you keep warm as well, as no one likes winter bugs. Council has had a busy month, as I'm sure most of you will be aware. Recently, our new councillor tendered his resignation. Peter has provided a lot of great ideas within council, but he admitted he struggled with the process that emanates from a committee. We still plan on moving the association forward, but at a pace where we can bring the membership along and make changes decisively and purposefully. Thanks to Peter for his short but highly energetic contribution to NZART. The change process that has been started to interface with membership needs, form our strategy, and to get on with bringing NZART back into the black as soon as possible will continue. With respect to the recent newsletter, after we received a complaint regarding certain aspects of the newsletter, we opted to pause further publications while the complaint is investigated. Future publications are dependent on the outcome of the investigation. That said, the results from the first survey are telling. 60% of those that responded to the survey would prefer to receive an electronic-only publication of our magazine, while 10% insisted on a physical copy. The remaining 30% preferred physical copy but would be okay if it didn't exist. This intel is useful for us to plan what the future of Braken might look like. For those that fear Braken will disappear, no such decision has been made, and we will be careful to satisfy the communication needs of all of our membership in some way, not just the majority. Recently, I attended the VK Summit. No, this is not a mountain in Australia, although I did manage to attend a few of those while I was there. This is their conference. I met many of their executives, and we exchanged many constructive ideas that will surely benefit both organisations. The bonds between Australia and New Zealand are strong, and they're only made stronger by dialogue and cooperation, such as this. In less than a week's time, we'll be celebrating our 100th centenary at the Waipuna Hotel in Auckland. This is a historical event that will be celebrated by many members from around the country. We will be joined by distinguished guests, including the President of IARU, Tim, PE6SH, the President of Region 3 IARU, Wisnu, YB0AZ, and Peter, VK4EA, the Vice President of WIA. The President of WIA, Scott, VK3KJ, sends his apologies and regrets not being able to join us for this occasion. For those who are joining us for the weekend, I look forward to spending time with you and hope that you enjoy the occasion that has been created by many hours of hard work by the conference committee. Thanks all. Back to you, Jim.
Thank you, Warren. NZART President Warren Harris, ZL2AJ. From Neil Zedell 1NZ, news that the New Zealand Strait Keynight Winter Edition will be held on Sunday the 7th of June from 8pm to 9pm New Zealand time on 80 metres. Now, Strait Keynight honours the original amateur radio mode in an easygoing style. Operators send signal report, name, location, type of key, type of transmitter and power output. Stations are limited to 100 watts of output power. Strait Keynight is not a contest, but the operator who gets the most votes for the quality of their sending will win the Bruce Scarhill Best Fist Award. Please email your award nomination to ZL1NZ within 1 week following the event. Strait Keynight uses the QSY rule. That is, any station that calls CQ must QSY after making a contact. Full details about Strait Keynight are available at www.zl1.nz/. Again, that's www.zl1.nz/. Strait Keynight welcomes all Strait operators regardless of skill level or speed. That's Straight Key Night from 8pm to 9pm on Sunday the 7th of June on 80 metres. Time now to head to Upper Hutt and join the NZART Business Manager, Debbie Morgan, ZL2DL.
Thanks, Jim. Kia ora, koutou katoa. Hello, everyone. We are now just 1 week away from the biggest event on the NZART calendar, our Centennial Conference and AGM. The past few months have been exceptionally busy, and I must admit I'm feeling somewhat overwhelmed by the workload at present. So tonight's broadcast will be a brief one. Firstly, I would like to apologise to any members who have recently phoned or emailed me and have not yet received a response to their inquiry in a timely manner. Your patience and understanding are greatly appreciated during this particularly hectic period. I am also aware that at least three branches are holding ham cram courses this weekend. Unfortunately, this means I will not have sufficient time to process call signs before I leave the office. However, please be assured these will be attended to promptly upon my return. This is also the final call for any AGM apologies, as I will be away from the office from close of business Tuesday until Thursday, the 4th of June. If your branch is unable to send a representative to the AGM, please let me know as soon as possible so arrangements can be made for a proxy to carry your branch votes. For those attending the Centennial Conference and participating in the special site visits on Monday, instructions for travelling to Music Point can be found in the latest HQ info line, available through the members' login area on the NZART website. Please also note that the planned Buckley Systems visit is no longer available, as the facility is closed on public holidays. Updated information, including replacement activities, can be found on the conference website. Thank you all for your continued support and understanding as we approach this very special milestone for NZART. Mā te wā. Back to you, Jim.
And thank you, Debbie. NZART Business Manager, Debbie Morgan, ZL2DL. Looking back in time tonight, we join NZART historian Craig Crawford, ZL3TLB.
Throughout our centennial year, we are featuring the histories and voices of prominent amateurs. Tonight, we showcase the Kiwi amateur who was most prominent on the international stage. Tom Clarkson, ZL2AZ, was our first overseas liaison officer and our first IARU Region 3 director. This audio clip from the official broadcast was first aired in 1991, soon after Tom passed away.
Tom Clarkson, ZL2AZ, was held in very special regard within New Zealand and overseas for his work in the international amateur radio world. Tom was a real gentleman with a keen, inquiring mind, with extremely wide interest in radio and in humankind. Tom's interest in radio began long before the broadcasting era and included, according to the record, clandestine transmissions of the Ford Coil variety. He applied for a license for a spark transmitter in 1921, but this was declined, the reason not recorded. In 1922, he obtained a receiving license and he sat for his amateur ticket in 1923. Tom came on the air with the call sign 2AR in Hastings in 1924. Some of his early contacts were with famous American amateurs. One contact with Fred Chanel in 1925 on the 20-metre band is regarded as the first use of this band in New Zealand. In early 1925, Tom moved to Auckland and received the call sign 1FQ. On the 16th of August 1926, at a meeting held in the premises of the magazine New Zealand Radio, Tom Clarkson moved that those present form an association of radio transmitters. This was carried unanimously. This was the founding of our association, the New Zealand Association of Radio Transmitters. Tom was elected to the first committee of management. In 1926, Tom suggested and developed the badge of the association, still in use today, 65 years later. Tom was president of the association for the year 1930. Tom was made a life member of the association in 1948. Back in 1947, Tom attended a World Administrative Radio Conference held in Atlantic City. He was a representative from New Zealand. Tom was successful in changing the views of many delegates. and as a result of this conference, the amateur satellite service was born. In 1968, Tom Clarkson was a delegate from NZART to a conference in Sydney. This conference founded the regional organisation of the International Amateur Radio Union, known as the Region 3 Association. Tom was a director of the Region 3 Association until 1982. Going back in 1930 as president of the association, Tom wrote in the journal, and again I quote, "This will be my last contribution to the journal break-in as president, as following the good old principle regarding the desirability of variety, I do not seek re-election. Just one thing I would like to emphasise to members, and that is our place in promoting the strength of the British Empire. Her Majesty the Queen saw fit to bestow the honour of Member of the British Empire, MBE, on Tom Clarkson in the Birthday's Honours List in 1983 for services to amateur radio." And so it was at 9 o'clock on Thursday the 12th of September that the signal from ZL2AZ did not appear for a regular sked. The operator of the station in Auckland, realising it was most unusual for ZL2AZ not to appear for his sked, telephoned Wellington to learn that a sked with Tom Clarkson ZL2AZ would no longer be possible. The amateur radio learned of the passing of Tom Clarkson ZL2AZ. Tom was an old-timer, but he was up to date with the changes in amateur radio. Tom was always there. To many of us, he was unchanging. On the 20th of last month, he attended a meeting of the Wellington branch of NZART, and there he made a purchase of some radio part or other from the trading table. Tom also spoke at the meeting with many other senior amateurs. Tom spoke about the amateur radio spectrum. We listened to just a portion of that tonight.
The change is very, very great, and whether amateurs can still hope to have a valuable thing like part of the spectrum is of some doubt. I personally think there is only one thing that will save our cause, and that is to make sure that proper recognition is given to the personal interest of the individuals who have the urge to do what they want to do with the marvellous gift of nature, the electromagnetic radiation. I believe that personal interest of a voluntary nature is the most important thing, and that should be preserved at all costs. And I just close on that particular thought. I think that in our associations, in our personal approach to all our interests, it should be kept clear of what might happen if it is corrupted by what is happening throughout the world in putting such things as the radio frequency spectrum up for sale and all that kind of thing.
Tom Clarkson, ZL2AZ, speaking at the Wellington Branch 50 meeting last month. Tom Clarkson, ZL2AZ, was a true radio amateur. And now, his key is silent.
This is ZL6A. Repeater news tonight from Gisborne Branch 11. Yes, it's with excitement that the Gisborne Radio Club, Branch 11, announces that the planned works to upgrade their repeater site at Whakapanaki are now complete. The 690 repeater has been replaced with a Tait TB7300, a two-stack dipole array on new pipework, and a new oldie F4-50 feeder. The co-located 9875 National System repeater and link also received new aerials and LDF 4-50 feeders. Please note that the Gisborne 690 repeater and the 9875 National System repeater require CTCSS 123 in and out. With news received from NZRT branches, we join Stephen McNeil, ZL4HG.
Thanks, Jim, and good evening, everyone. We start this evening with the Hibiscus Coast Radio Society, Branch 80, NZART, which has its used equipment and market day on Saturday the 13th of June at the St John Ambulance Hall, 36 Silverdale Street in Silverdale. Doors open to sellers at 8 a.m. and buyers at 10 a.m. and the sale runs till 2 p.m. And if you'd like more information, send an email to Hibiscus Coast Radio Society, all one word, at gmail.com. Down to the Wellington VHF Group, Branch 74 NZART, which has its next meeting on Thursday the 28th of May at 7:30 p.m. at the Tawa Community Centre in Cambridge Street. This meeting will see voting on NZART Annual General Meeting remits, and there'll also be a show and tell where you can show the latest thing you've been working on or tell the members about it. And just a reminder that Branch 74 has a 33-centimetre net each Friday night at 7:30 p.m. on the ZK Talk Group. Joining the net on a 33-centimetre radio is encouraged, but not compulsory. Down to the South Island now, and Motueka Branch 24 NZART has its next meeting at 2 p.m. on Sunday the 7th of June at the SAR Rooms, and that's at 68 High Street in Motueka. Now, the branch will be having a kit building session, working on a set of QRP Labs QMX Plus transceiver kits that have been imported. And since these transceivers support the whisper mode, Phil ZL3PAH has offered to give a brief introduction to the mode. The next meeting of Marlborough Branch 22 is on Thursday the 11th of June at the Emergency Operations Centre on Wither Road. George Timmermans will talk about USB power supplies. And finally to Otago Branch 30 NZART, where meetings are held in the club rooms in McAndrew Road in South Dunedin on Wednesday evenings from 7:30 p.m. On the 27th of May, Arthur ZL4TIK will give part one of a talk on the Radio Berry, which is the project Arthur has been working on in the background on club meeting nights. And looking forward, the 24th of June will be the annual general meeting. Well, that's all from me. Back to you, Jim.
Thank you, Stephen. Stephen McNeil, ZL4HG, reporting from Christchurch. And that's the broadcast for tonight. The next official broadcast of NZART will be made by ZL6A at 8 p.m. on Sunday, the 28th of June. This is at L6A, headquarters station of the New Zealand Association of Radio Transmitters, concluding the official broadcast for May 2026. Good night, everyone. Good night now.